Eshelman to lead things off here for Willoughby South. Eshelman bats 404, 38 hits on the air. Six of them have been doubles, three of them have been triples, four of them have been home runs. That's tied for second on the team. First pitch from Gotchel, though, swung on and missed by Eshelman. Kaylee playing in left field today. Only one senior on the Willoughby South roster that's here at this point. The 0-1 on the way from Gotchel is low and inside, 1-1. They're a very young team, to say the least. And they refer to that one senior, the catcher, as Gammy. Says anything about them. 1-1 on the way, swung on and missed again by Eshelman. Nice pitch there, a fastball that was high in the strike zone by Peyton Gotchel. 1-2 upcoming, nobody on, nobody out, bottom of the second. The 1-2 from Gotchel, strike three called. Third K of the afternoon now, or third K of the morning for Peyton Gotchel. Picks up where she left off in her last game, had eight Ks in the Division I regional semifinal here earlier this week against Brunswick that Perry won 11-0. Brings up the center fielder now in Allison Caesar. Caesar bats 360 on the year, and on base percentage of 507. 0-1 upcoming from Gotchel is high and makes the count 1-1. Gotchel's ERA entering this game, 0.82. Find a pitcher better than that in the state. The 1-1 is line foul down the third base side, 1-2. An ERA of 0.82, only 12 earned runs allowed all season. Only 15 walks all year. 171 strikeouts. It's only hit two batters all season, too. 1-2 upcoming from Gotchel to Caesar outside and low. Big part of her success, if you ask her, she'd credit it to her junior catcher, the junior tandem, Gia Durio, behind the plate. 2-2 upcoming from Gotchel, swung on and fouled by Caesar into the netting behind home plate. Gia has that mental focus behind the dish that every pitcher craves their catcher to have. She doesn't get too high, doesn't get too low, but plays with a fiery intensity that Gotchel needs at times. 2-2 again from Gotchel to Caesar, swung on and missed again. Fourth strikeout of the morning for Peyton Gotchel. After a rocky start to this softball game, she is right where she needs to be. Everything working now. Use the changeup on that final pitch there to get Caesar down swinging. Brings up Hannah Blazinski, the right fielder now. First pitch from Gotchel, swung on and missed. Fastball again, high in the strike zone. Such a tough pitch to get a bat on. Blazinski has had a fairly successful year, batting 395. 0-1 on the way, she lifts it into center field. Easy play for the center fielder and Maddie Johnston. That ends the second inning. Through two at Lee Jackson Field here on the University of Akron's campus in the regional final in Akron. Winner goes to the final four. It's Perry 0, Willoughby South 0 on WHBC.com. Stay with us.
And welcome back to the University of Akron's Lee Jackson Field, where we're all tied up at 0 after two complete. Perry Panthers will be sending the top of their lineup here in the top of the third. Riley Lesh, she singled, stole second in the first inning. Maddie Snyder, she struck out. And Sunshine Armstrong, who walked in her first at-bat.
Both pitchers looking very solid so far in this regional final, this Elite Eight matchup. Riley Lesh leads things off here in the top of the third. Lesh, who laid down a beautiful bunt in the top of the first, has a batting average of 385. That's probably gone up a few percentage points. First pitch of ball from Riley Frizzell. The 1-0 is low, making it 2-0. Frizzell great at the plate. Not necessarily the same player in the circle, but off to a nice start. She's headed to Missouri for a reason, being just a sophomore. 2-0 is called the ball. 3-0 now. Riley Lesh, excuse me, also has 11 walks on the year for Perry. She might get number 12 here. 3-0 is perfect changeup right down the center of the plate. 3-1 now the count. Lesh has so much speed leading things off. She builds towards the archetype of the normal softball team with speed at the top of your lineup. 3-1 outside, ball four, her 12th walk of the year. Perry again with a base runner now.
Yeah, third inning in a row now. Perry's had their leadoff batter on base.
The right fielder, number 15, Maddie.
Not only has Perry played that great softball since starting 3-3 and being 19-2 since then, and those 19 wins, they've had 8 shutouts. So they're just playing really lockdown softball, really good from start to finish. First pitch to Maddie Johnson, steal attempt down to second. Lesh is called out. Said her hand came off of the bag, said the tag came down in time. Great throw by Kristen Jesberger down to second. To Maya Matriano, who covered from short. And Perry tries to use some aggressive base running, but it doesn't go to their favor. Riley Lesh leads the team and steals 2 with 8. Would have had number 9 there had circumstances not gone against them. Pitch was called a ball on that pickoff play, so the 1-0 is a strike that's right on the inside corner. 1-1 upcoming from Frizzell to Maddie Snyder here, the right fielder for Perry. The 1-1 delivery. Weak tapper hit to the third baseman, and Ava Scott throws across to first to Williams, and that's 2 down in the top of the third. Now brings up Sonny Armstrong now, the 3-hole hitter and left fielder for Perry, one of the 4 seniors on this roster, along with Ken Adurio, Zoe Jasinski. And Riley Lesh. First pitch from Frizzell here to Sonny Armstrong. Called a strike. 0-1. Sonny does lead the team in batting average and on base percentage. 30 hits, which is good for second on the team. She walked in her first at bat. 0-1 on the way from Frizzell. A foul ball that Sonny fouls off of her left ankle. Sonny, as I mentioned, that district final just a week and a half ago in their win over Louisville at Maslin, she had a 5 RBI outing in that game. 0-2 on the way from Frizzell to Sonny Armstrong. Outside, and the count now 1-2. That was her 15th walk of the year in the top half of the first inning that she drew. 1-2 from Frizzell to Sonny Armstrong. Wind and fire, and it gets away from the catcher in Jesberger and rolls towards the backstop. 2-2 now the count. 2 balls, 2 strikes, 2 down, nobody on, top of the third. Perry 0, Willoughby South 0 in this D1 regional final. 2-2 upcoming from Frizzell to Sonny Armstrong, the left fielder for Perry. A hard hit liner into left field that's well fouled.
Yeah, it took a good rip at that one, but just a little bit ahead.
You know, when she leaves the ballpark, and she's only done it 3 times this year, 2 of which in the district final went over Louisville, but her swing looks so effortless when she does leave the park. 2-2 again from Frizzell, nobody on, 2 down, top of the third to Sonny Armstrong. Catcher in Jesberger tried to frame that pitch, but umpire was having none of that mess. 3 balls, 2 strikes. Payoff pitch from Frizzell with 2 down in the top of the third and no score, nobody on. Inside and low, and Sonny draws her 2nd walk of the game, 16th of the year.
Now batting for Perry.
Brings up Peyton Gotchel, who has produced runs in a big way all season as well for the Perry Panthers. Has a chat with Alicia Cunningham, who's in the on-deck circle. The third baseman, conversation to her liking. She stands in now. Ton of helmet stickers on that black helmet for Peyton Gotchel, the junior. She lifts one into left center field, got a chance. Goodbye, softball. 2-run blast to left field by Peyton Gotchel. Her 6th bomb of the year. Perry 2, Willoughby South 0. Top of the third. That was a line drive shot by the junior headed to Tennessee Martin, got out of here in a hurry. Peyton Gotchel now up to 20 RBIs on the season. Saw the pitch she liked, and there was no doubt to it, Mr. Jeffries.
That was a laser shot. Nice swing, good contact, and that was a no-doubter.
Brings up Alicia Cunningham, and as has been the case all postseason, Perry has yet to trail. Cunningham, who had a home run in the regional semifinal, takes a first pitch ball from Riley Frizzell. Perry has now outscored their opponents in the postseason 37-0 over the four games and, well, some 2.5 innings here. 1-0 on the way is outside and high, 2-0.
Yeah, Frizzell now 57 pitches. She's only thrown 30 strikes and 27 balls, so not quite the command I think she was looking for in this game.
Just a sophomore is Frizzell. 2-0 on the way from Frizzell to Cunningham, swung on and missed. Nice changeup by Frizzell. But Peyton Gotchel with the two-run bomb to left field. Her 24th hit of the year, and it's a big one. Sixth home run of the year. 2-1 on the way. 3-1 now the count. Pitch outside and low. Alicia Cunningham. Both Cunningham and Gotchel now on the team with six home runs. 30th of the year for Perry as a team. 3-1, and Cunningham, a line drive shot down the third baseline. Cunningham digging for two, in diving with the double. Cunningham with a beautiful piece of hitting down that third baseline. Dribbled down that third baseline, and the left fielder in Eshelman cut it off, but Cunningham flew around first base, and a runner on second for Missy Hosoffel now. Cunningham continues her excellent work at the plate, her sixth double of the year. 312 batting average. She's very good at the plate. Hosoffel now. First pitch lifted into right field. This one gets down into the right field corner. Hosoffel rounds first. Cunningham scores. Hosoffel will dig for three. And she is safe with the triple. An RBI triple that scores another run in the top half of the third. It's Perry 3, Willoughby South 0. What a job running the base pads by Missy Hosoffel.
Wow, slid around the tag, missed the plate, had to dive back to third to be safe, but excellent base running there and a lot of hustle. I thought she was going to get thrown out there.
I did too, because the third baseman there, and Eschel, or rather Ava Scott, had the softball in her hands and had the chance for the tag. But as you said, Hosoffel dove around it. Nice job by Blazinski in right field. Give her credit for throwing that ball back into play like she did. But Hosoffel kept chugging around the bases. 3-0 Perry, top of the third now. This D1 regional final brings up Gia Durio. Durio takes a hard whack at the first pitch and hits it foul down the first base side. 3-0 Perry. They've now outscored their opponents in the postseason 38-0. Yet to be scored upon, and they always do the scoring first. Just so good is this Panther ball club. 0-1 on the way, and strike two called. Frizzell tries to get out of this half of the inning, giving up just those three runs, but when Peyton Gotchel's in the circle, that'll be enough for Perry. 0-2 on the way, outside to Gia Durio from Frizzell. Hosoffel the runner on third. Perry ranked eighth in the final Ohio High School Fast Pitch Softball Association Coaches Poll. 1-2 on the way from Frizzell to Durio. Durio lines it into left center field. Down for a base hit, another run scores. Hosoffel from third, and Gia Durio in with an RBI double. 4-0 Perry in the top half of the third inning. Bad throw back into the infield by the center fielder in Allison Caesar, but a nice piece of hitting by Gia Durio scoring the fourth run. Durio adds to her season now, 22 RBIs, good for second on the team. And a runner on second now, a courtesy runner, I believe Riley Dietrich.
Yeah, you got to think, all this came with two outs also in this inning.
Brings up Maddie Johnston, the center fielder. Two down, 4-0 Perry. A two-run bomb by Peyton Gotchel with two outs. Then an RBI triple by Missy Hosoffel with two outs. Then an RBI double by Gia Duryea with two outs. And here's Maddie Johnston, the center fielder and freshman. Johnston lines the 0-1 foul down the first base side. 0-2. Johnston bats 360. Really a solid center fielder for just a freshman. As I mentioned before, the rock towards the bottom of this lineup that rakes in runs. 0-2 upcoming from Frizzell here to Johnston. Outside. 1-2. Riley Dietrich, the courtesy runner at second for Gia Duryea, who got there on that RBI double. 1-2 upcoming here from Frizzell to Maddie Johnston. The 1-2 delivery, low and in the dirt, allows Kylie Dietrich to advance to third. 2-2 now the count, two down. Perry has scored all four of their runs in the top half of this third inning with two outs. They lead 4-0 over Willoughby South in this D1 regional final. The 2-2 from Frizzell to Maddie Johnston swung on and missed, but Perry does the damage they want. We're through 2.5 innings. Perry has yet to be scored upon in the postseason. They've outscored their opponents in the postseason 39-0. They lead 4-0 as we head to the bottom half of the third inning. Stay with us.
And welcome back to the University of Akron, Lee Jackson's Field, where the Perry Lady Panthers have scratched their way to a 4-0 lead here at the top of the third inning. We're in the bottom of the third here. Willoughby South will be sending the top of their lineup, though. Maya Mastriano, her sister McKenna, and Riley Frizzell. But big inning for Perry. Home run by Peyton Gotchel, scoring Sunshine Armstrong, who had walked earlier. Double by Alicia Cunningham, a triple by Missy Hosefel, a double by Gia Duryea. So timely two-out hitting for the Lady Panthers, having them up 4-0 here in the bottom of the third inning.
Maya Mastriano leading things off here, bats 538. That's the best on the team. Known more as a slapper with her speed. Plays at shortstop. On base percentage of 802, that's second on the team to her teammate, well, Riley Frizzell, who has
802.
Yeah, an on base percentage.
Wow. Well, she got on her first at bat.
Riley Frizzell has an on base percentage of 875.
Wow.
Reason she's going to Missouri, but Maya Mastriano, the batter here. First pitch from Gotchel was a ball. 1-0 is also outside, and a ball, 2-0. Bottom of the third, 4-0 Perry with the lead. Five infielders in this case now for Perry as well. We saw this shift for them in the district final against Louisville when they played a slapper in Sydney McKeever. They bring in Missy Hosoffel to play at shortstop, and they move Riley Peru over the 2-1. 3-1 now the count.
Yeah, they pulled the right fielder, and it's interesting, Peyton's pitching outside to prevent her from pulling it to right.
3-1 pitch, called a strike, 3-2 now the count. Coach Scott Dougherty in his fifth season said he actually got this idea from the Jackson baseball coach, Bill Gamble. Payoff pitch and a walk for Peyton Gotchel on Maya Mastriano. Very rarely that Peyton walks many batters, and she's done it twice here this afternoon.
Yeah, three if you count that intentional walk.
She didn't throw the pitches. So.
Well, the scorebook.
I know, but she didn't throw the pitches, yeah. So you really don't know what she would have done with the at-bat. There's two that I can remember to date, because there's two that I saw happen live on the field. I know stat books and other broadcasters would think differently. Brings up McKenna Mastriano now, sister of Maya, the leadoff batter. She plays at second base. McKenna, just a freshman, fouls off the first pitch into the fencing behind the net or behind the plate. 0-1 on the way from Gotchel to Matriano. And Kenna takes the ball, 1-1.
Yeah, her first step at, she sacrificed her sister over to second. So, but swinging away here.
1-1 pitch on the way, swung on and missed. Nice pitch by Peyton Gotchel. That high fastball that's simply too much to handle. Kind of a combination of a rise ball and a fastball at the same time because it flies in there when it gets to the plate. 1-2 on the way from Gotchel to McKenna Matriano. Hit foul over our heads towards the snack bar down below us here. Perry black tops, white numbering and lettering with a goldish yellow trim, then white pants. And the 1-2 on the way from Gotchel. Strike three called. Another K. You can ring it up in the scorebook. Her fifth of the afternoon. Strikes out Kenna Matriano looking.
Double zero, Riley Frizzell.
Brings up Riley Frizzell now. First time the intentional walk for Frizzell. It looks this time as though Gotchel will throw her way. First pitch is low and a ball. There's a reason you want to pitch around Riley Frizzell. As I said, an on-base percentage of .875. 1-0 pitch is high and outside, 2-0. She has a runner on first in Maya Matriano. She bats .521. That's second on the team, though. 2-0 pitch is on the outside corner, 2-1 the count for Gotchel on Frizzell. Frizzell, the sophomore, a Missouri commit. One down, bottom of the fourth, or bottom of the third. Perry leads 4-0. The next pitch, a fly ball hit right behind the plate that's caught by Gia Durio. A little pop-up, and Frizzell fouls it off right into the glove of Durio. Two are down now in the bottom of the third. 4-0, Perry leads it. Runner on first for Willoughby South. And the top of the order struggles the second time around now, it appears, for Willoughby South. Brings up Kristen Jesberger, the catcher.
Yeah, that was a huge out for Perry there.
Anytime you can get Riley Frizzell out, who bats .521 and has 50 hits entering this game, it's a good thing. First pitch to Jesberger is the ball. The 1-0 is called a strike, 1-1. Two down, bottom of the third, 4-0 Perry. They scored on a two-run bomb by Peyton Gotchel to get the scoring started in the top of the third. The 1-1 pitch here from Gotchel to Jesberger makes it 2-1. Then they scored on an RBI triple by Missy Hosoffel, and then an RBI double by Gia Durio, the catcher. That's how they lead 4-0 here in the bottom of the third. The 2-1 inside and on the corner, strike two. Two balls, two strikes, two outs. Runner on first for Willoughby South. Peyton Gotchel picks up some dirt, comes set on the rubber. 2-2 pitch on the way from Gotchel to Jesberger. Fouled into the fencing, slash netting behind home plate. There's a little bit of both down there.
Yeah, technically it is fencing. Fencing is just something dividing 2 points, so a fencing made of net.
Very well put. 2-2 again from Gotchel to Jesberger. That pitch is outside. Curveball got away. Payoff pitch upcoming now with two down in the bottom of the third and a runner on first for Willoughby South. Perry playing in this Elite Eight game. The payoff pitch lifted high into the air. Gia Durio under it, and she loses it in the air. Her and Alicia Cunningham down at third, both discussing who should catch it, and neither of them wanted to call who would catch it, and because of that, Gotchel has to do it again with a full count. A little bit of miscommunication there. Gia Durio comes up a little upset, so does Alicia Cunningham. I'm sure they'll laugh it off if they get through this half of the inning. Payoff from Gotchel. Two down, bottom of the third, 4-0 Perry to Jesberger here. This pitch lifted into left field and foul over the third base dugout. Dark navy blue uniform for Willoughby South. A sky blue numbering and lettering with a white trim. Beautiful uniforms. Gray shoulders as well. Payoff pitch again from Gotchel to Jesberger. Low and inside, and another walk. So proves there why either Cunningham or Durio calling that pop fly behind home plate is key, because now runners on first and second for Ava Scott, the third baseman for Willoughby South. And again, they're threatening here in the bottom half of the third inning, trailing 4-0. Perry still yet to be scored upon in the postseason. First pitch lifted right at the second baseman and Riley Lesh. She easily calls it out and says, "I'll make the catch," and end the inning. We head to the top half of the fourth. Perry seems to be in control at this point in this regional final. They lead 4-0 over Willoughby South in this Elite Eight matchup. Winner moves on to the Final Four. Stay with us.